Chapter 14. He's here, he's here, he's gone. My stomach is a tangle of knots. We've been waiting for 2 days. To help pass the time, we teach Snow how to play tag. Have you heard of freeze tag? Jonah asks. It's really fun. My new school friends taught it to me. I glare at him. Regular tag or nothing? We play regular tag. It's not that much fun with only 3 people, but I'm sure freeze tag would be even less fun. Then we get bored. Snow returns to reading Property Law 101. Learning anything good? I ask. I am, she says. I'm learning about wills. What's a will? Jonah asks. It's a legal document that tells people who gets a person's possessions when she dies, Snow says. She taps the cover. According to this book, a wife automatically inherits all her husband's belongings after he dies, but not if it says otherwise in his will. So I'm wondering, did my dad have a will? Wouldn't you know if he did? I ask. I guess, she says with a sigh. It was just an idea. We go back to playing with sticks. Then we get bored again. Abby, what if the prince doesn't come today? Jonah asks. He's going to come soon, I say. He has to. My brother fidgets with a stick. But what if it takes him months to come? What if it takes him years? Mom and Dad will be really mad. I don't want to miss Hanukkah. And I definitely don't want to miss my birthday. I'm getting a new scooter. I glance at my watch again. It's after 3 at home. We don't have months to wait. Even if fairy tale months are only a couple of days in real time, we can't let my parents think we're missing. They'll call the police. They'll hang missing kid posters around town with our pictures on them. They'll be sick with worry. I roll a twig between my fingers. I know we should wait for the story to unfold. I just wish we could hurry it along. So why don't we just bring Snow to him? Jonah asks. We'll go to his kingdom and introduce them. I shake my head. I think we should keep the story as close to the original as possible. That way we won't mess anything else up. I think it's better if he sees her in the box. The less changes from the real story, the better. What if we bring the box to the palace? Jonah asks. We'll put it outside his door. Then, when he goes outside, he'll trip over it and the story will go back to normal. I snort. We can't carry the box all the way to Camel.
Gamel, Snow says.
Whatever.
Oh, I have an idea. We could send the prince an email asking him to come here.
Jonah laughs. An email? I blush. I meant a letter. We send him a letter that he's wanted somewhere else, and we get him to come this way. Then he rides by and sees Snow in the box, just like in the story. Snow bites her lower lip.
If he's going toward my old house, he would have to ride by here. We could tell him that he's wanted at the palace.
Perfect! I squeal. Then he meets you along the way, and the rest is destiny. In fairy tale land, mail is sent by mailmen on horseback. We write and send a letter to the prince, telling him to come to the Zamel Palace pronto, and then we wait. And wait. And wait. Boring. 2 days later, my watch says it's 5 o'clock back home, and I'm still sitting cross-legged on the forest ground, waiting. 2 more nights of Jonah's feet in my face. 2 more nights of eating Snow's gross porridge and stew. 2 more nights away from my mom and dad. I like spending time with Snow, and I like hanging with the dwarfs at night, but I miss my parents. I miss my bed. I might even miss Smithville. I definitely miss my couch. All this sitting in the forest is making my butt sore. I don't even want to discuss the ants trying to crawl up my legs. I look over at my brother, who's scowling at a group of rocks. Even he's starting to get a little, well, antsy. I know I have to try to fix Snow's story.
It's the right thing to do. But we can't wait too much longer. We have to figure out how to go home. Ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-bam. There's a thundering in the distance. My heart speeds up. That must be him! Finally! Jonah says. Snow sits up. Him, him? Him, him! Places, everyone! I yell. Places! Go, go, go! Snow is supposed to run to the box. Jonah and I are supposed to climb a tree. Yes, one of the skills I've mastered while twiddling our thumbs in the forest is tree climbing. Jonah knows how, since it's kind of like rock climbing, but easier. Snow wouldn't try it. She's afraid of heights. At least she's not claustrophobic. That would be bad, considering she's had to spend most of the past few days in a box. Snow runs back to the box. I give Jonah a boost, and he climbs to the top of the tree. We hear the hooves of horses pounding in the distance. I see a young man on a brown horse. He has blonde hair, looks tall, and is really cute. He's wearing a crown and a red cape. It must be the prince. He looks like a prince. Not that I've ever seen a prince in real life, but he looks pretty princey to me. It's him! I cheer. It's really him! Our plan worked! He's riding right toward the box. Now he's about a mile away. Now half a mile. He's a few yards away. He's slowing down. He's looking at the box. Any second now, he'll see Snow and fall in love with her. The story will continue the way it's supposed to. Wait. He's not stopping. Why isn't he stopping? He's speeding up. He's leaving. He's galloping away. Huh? Dust flies everywhere as he gallops right past us. I hold on to a branch, and as carefully as I can, I jump out of the tree. Stop! I yell at him. You're supposed to stop! But he doesn't hear me. What, is he listening to an iPod or something? No, they definitely don't have iPods here. Walkman, maybe? I know it was him. It had to be. So what happened? That's it? Jonah asks, sliding down to the ground. He's gone? It can't be, I cry. He saw the box. He looked right at it. Why didn't he stop? We hurry closer to the box. It's empty. Hello? I call. Snow? No answer. No snow. Snow! I yell louder. My heart slams against my chest. Where is she? Did evil Evelyn do something to her? Oh, no. Poor Snow! Squeak. Huh? What's that? Jonah pulls on my arm and points to a tree. A white sleeve peeps out from behind the tree. Snow? Squeak. Snow, why are you hiding behind the tree? She doesn't answer. Instead, she lets out another squeak. Snow, are you okay? I approach her and put my arm around her shoulder. What happened? Her cheeks are pink. I hid. I guessed that, I say. But why? I don't know, she cries. I got shy. You got shy? You got shy? What am I going to do with this girl? Now what? The prince, as well as the opportunity, passed us right by. And now that the prince didn't find Snow in the box, he's not going to fall in love with her. Her story is going to be totally different. What about destiny? I glare at my brother. This is all your fault. Me? What did I do? It's your fault she didn't eat the apple, I shout. And why did you have to play in the basement in the middle of the night? Why couldn't you just go to sleep like a normal kid? He kicks a rock with his shoe. And you, I turn to Snow. I'm doing everything I can to help you, and you're messing everything up. Don't you want your happy ending? She pales. Maybe not. Not if it's with some meanie. Throwing a rock when he was 2 doesn't make him a meanie, I yell. She crosses her arms in front of her chest. It doesn't make him nice. I stomp my foot on the ground. I am mad. So mad. Instead of going home to my family, I am sharing a bed with my brother and living in the middle of the forest so I can try to help Snow. And she doesn't even want to be helped. If she doesn't care about getting her happy ending, why should I? I shouldn't. I should just go home. It's almost morning. And what if time hasn't slowed down at home? What if my watch is just broken? Broken as in malfunctioning, not as in stopped. What if Mom and Dad have been looking for us for days? What if they're so worried they get really sick and have to go to the hospital? Forget it, I say. We're not helping you anymore. We give up. Jonah's mouth drops open. We can't give up. Yes, we can, I snap. It's time to go home. Sorry, Snow. I tried, I failed, and I'm sorry. You're right, Snow says, nodding. We should be focusing on getting you home. Forget about me. I don't want to marry some rock-throwing meanie anyway, even if he is a prince. I'm fine living with the dwarfs. We should go. Go where? Jonah asks. She takes a deep breath. To my stepmother's.